From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, October the 30th, 2015. I'm Philip Graham. Katie Kosajenski is reporting in the Register Star that the Germantown Planning Board is moving forward with their proposed Dollar General project on Route 9G. The latest updates on the project were presented to the board on Thursday, October the 29th. The plan presented showed a slightly altered location for the store on 4301 Route 9G property, along with the addition of 38 parking spaces. A full stormwater maintenance and protection plan has been submitted to the State Department of Transportation as well. The next step for the project is to begin the CECA environmental review process. The board decided to look into hiring an outside planner to help with the application process. If the project gains approval, Primex Properties of Charlotte, North Carolina would own the land and the Tennessee-based Dollar General Corporation would rent the space. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the town of New Baltimore has been awarded a $50,000 state grant to purchase handicapped accessible playground equipment for Cecil B. Hallcock Park. State Senator George Armador secured the funding from the State and Municipal Facilities Program. Armador made the award announcement on Thursday, October the 29th. New Baltimore Town Supervisor Nicholas DeLasanti said the funds are greatly appreciated. Town officials and the Friends of New Baltimore Parks Group have indicated some of the park's existing playground equipment is outdated and poses safety concerns. That equipment will now be removed. Replacement work will begin in the spring of 2016. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Dan Goldberg is reporting at Politico New York about the state's new essential health plan, which will begin covering New Yorkers in January. The new plan is an experiment in cost reduction that aims to attract the more than 1 million New Yorkers who still do not have health insurance. New York, in part because of its unique Medicaid program, is planning to offer this type of plan, which was created by the Affordable Care Act. The Essential Health Plan offers additional subsidies for health insurance to people who earn too much to qualify for Medicaid but still find private health insurance too costly. The plan offers New Yorkers whose income qualifies insurance with minimal or no premium costs, and there's no deductible. Enrollment is open all year, and most insurers offering plans on the exchange offer an essential plan. The plan is projected to save the state $300 million per year because the federal government will now be subsidizing insurance for many people who have been receiving state-funded Medicare. Open enrollment starts Sunday, November the 1st, and you can read that full story at Politico New York. Scott Waldman at Politico New York reports that a senior Department of Environmental Conservation official says New York might not be overseeing pipelines soon if it improperly withholds approvals. Currently, there are several pending pipeline proposals crisscrossing the WGXE listening area in Delaware, Schoharie, Albany, and Rensselaer counties. The state has to sign off on water certifications when pipeline crosses stream beds and wetlands. The Cuomo administration has been slow to approve the current pipelines, and Jared Snyder, Assistant DEC Commissioner for Air, Climate, and Energy, says that could cost New York some of its oversight ability. At a roundtable discussion on climate change sponsored by the State Assembly on October the 26th, Snyder said, and I quote, "If we are to use that authority arbitrarily or to withhold these certifications where we should be granting them, what can happen is there is an opportunity for the federal government to just take the process over from us, and then we no longer have that authority. So that's the position we're in. We look at it very carefully. We have people going out in the fields, every stream crossing, every wetland, to make sure these are being done using the best techniques to protect our resources. But we have limited authority over the broader energy question of whether the pipeline is needed." End quote. You can read that full story in Politico New York. Black Clove in Greene County got almost 4 inches of rain on October the 28th, according to the National Weather Service, and other parts of Hudson Valley also saw much moisture. East Jewett and West Kill in Greene County got 3 inches, while Germantown led the Columbia County totals with 2.5 inches of rain. Ravenna, Austerlitz, and Cairo also saw 2 inches fall on October the 28th. And in our final story, Saturday is Halloween, and the Daily Freeman has a rundown of curfews in local communities. In Greene County, the town of Catskill will be 9 p.m. for age 16 and under. The village of Catskill will be 9 p.m. for age 18 and under. The town of Hunter, 6 p.m. for age 18 and under. The village of Hunter, 8 p.m. for age 21 and under. And in Tannersville, 6 p.m. for age 17 and under. In Northern Dutchess, Red Hook, the town and the village, has no curfew. Rhinebeck, the town, 8 p.m. for children under 10, unless accompanied by a parent or a guardian. 11 p.m. for children 17 and under, unless accompanied by a parent or guardian. In Rhinebeck Village, there is no curfew. And in Tivoli Village, there is no curfew. And in Ulster County, Esopus has a 7 p.m. curfew for all ages. Ellenville Village, 8:30 p.m., Friday and Saturday, for age 18 and under. Gardiner, no curfew. Olive, 9 p.m. for age 16 and under. Saugerties, town and village, 8 p.m. for age 17 and under. Shadokan, 9 p.m. for age 18 and under. Ulster, 8 p.m. for age 15 and under. And Woodstock has no curfew. And now for the weekend weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly cloudy day today, then becoming sunny during the afternoon with a temperature high near 54 degrees. For Friday night, it will be clear with a low around 28. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Saturday, increasing clouds with the temperature high near 52 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 40 degrees. On Sunday, a chance of showers mainly before 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 57 degrees. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 43. Sunrise today was at 7:26 a.m. and the sun will set at 5:51 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 30th day of October 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day, a nice weekend, and a safe Halloween night.